Good Monday morning. Welcome back to your work week. That weekend went by way too fast. But we're here. It's an exciting week. The temperatures look good, so it should be pretty fun. Welcome to In Focus. This is Brady Bowman, and got a lot of variety for you during this hour. We're going to talk about the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps. I also have some extra audio that I wasn't able to get to this morning, or some longer audio from my sit-down with Jeff Coyer over the weekend. But right now, on the telephone, I have Mike Irwin of the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps. Mike, do you hear me?
Yes, sir. Sure do.
All right. Welcome on the program. How's your Monday morning going?
It's going good. We're getting ready, so it's a little crazy.
Well, you got a big event coming up, the 8th Annual Evening of Hope, February 17th, this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Four Points by Sheraton, and it's a banquet and benefit auction for the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps. And Mike, I guess just before we get too much into those details, I guess just give us a little background on what the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps is about and maybe a little history.
Okay. Yes, Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps, it is an organization that my wife and I started about 9 years ago now, and the program is strictly geared towards foster teens. We work with teenagers from the ages of 12 all the way to 20. We have three different programs that we do. We have two different camps that we've kind of set up, one for the 12 to 15-year-olds. We run separate gender, and then a camp that we do for the 16 to 18-year-olds. And then we have a program we've started called Homes of Hope, and it's a program that's strictly geared towards foster teens that have aged out of foster care and have nowhere to go. And we have a life skills program that we put together that they go through. And when they're done with that program, it's either 6 months or a year. The whole goal is that they will become productive citizens of our society. So that's kind of in a nutshell of what we do.
Again, Brady Bowman here with Mike Irwin, who we have Irvin on the phone, who's the one of the co-founders of the Foster Teen Camp, the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps. And it's the event this weekend, Mike, called An Evening of Hope. Maybe talk about that name for the event and really its meaning.
Okay. Yes. Well, that's the other thing about what our organization is all about, is to give these foster teens a glimmer of hope. That's our goal. When they leave these camps, is just the glimmer of hope, because so many of them, they just really feel like they've lost hope, and without hope, we're all kind of doomed. So that's what we've named our benefit, is an Evening of Hope. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of great auction items. We do a live auction, and then we have a banquet that goes with that, so it's a great evening.
And what inspired you and your wife to start this organization?
Well, there is a huge need to work with foster kids in general. There's over 5,000 foster kids in the state of Kansas alone. Those numbers, sometimes they get up around 7,000, but nationwide there's over 500,000 foster kids. And the kids that we work with, so many of them, they just feel like they have lost all hope. They've been abused, abandoned, neglected. And to be honest with you, sometimes they're very, very angry. So that's just, we saw a great need, so we stepped in and put this program together, and it's been a life-changing event.
I'm sure life-changing for those you help, probably life-changing for you and your wife, too, I'm sure.
Most definitely. And we tell all of our volunteers that come to all these camps and say it is life-changing for everybody involved.
And a big reason you do these benefits is because these camps that you hold, they're free for those who participate in them. Is that right?
Yes. We don't charge the kids or the foster parents anything. We raise all the funds for that. And so all year we are raising funds. So, like I said before, this is our big one, is this weekend.
And I guess if you want to talk to us a little bit about the motivation as far as using camps and looking at some of the activities that these teens do at your camps, crafts, archery, swim, and of course, lots of good food, too, and challenge courses. What was it about using those methods to bring teens together and do something like this for foster kids?
Well, I mean, obviously, we do all the typical camp-type stuff, just like you said, but kind of what really sets us apart from a lot of the other camp-type settings is our challenge course. Our challenge course, it's not a super difficult thing. The elements aren't, but the way we frame those up, we may use a situation or a scenario and just ask them, you know, what are some things that are just out of balance in your life? And each one of the elements is framed up in such a way to where it just kind of opens the door for them to start talking and maybe sharing their story so they can start to receive that healing. That we have a spider web that is very difficult because they'll start talking there about what they want to leave behind, what they want to leave at camp and not carry around with them anymore. And to go through that spider web, it's a team effort. It takes everybody involved. And when so many of these kids have been abused the way that they've been abused, it's a very difficult thing for them to do because they get picked up by their peers and the volunteers, then they're passed through that spider web. But we use that in a way to where we kind of, in a way, say, you know, the spider web is just pulling that stuff or peeling that stuff off of you, and we want you guys to leave here different. And that's just a couple of the elements. One of the hardest ones is our big wall. And we use the wall in such a way to where names and titles and labels have been put on these young people. And we tell them that once they get over that wall, we're going to give them a new name, and that new name's Overcomer. Because truth is, they truly are overcomers. They've all overcome so much just being in the foster care system themselves. So it's a very emotional experience on the challenge course, but it's been life-changing and empowering for sure.
One of the big programs you have is the Adventure Camp, and at ages 12 to 15, you have the girls' camp that is typically in June, and the boys' camp in July. At least that's what it was last year. I'm assuming that'll probably be the same this year. And looking at what these kids are going through, I'm sure, these camps are an escape, but I'm sure it gives them motivation, too, moving forward when they leave camp.
Most definitely. And in fact, I'm going to have my wife jump in here and kind of explain just a little bit of that real quick if she
sure.
was here.
Yes, it is life-changing for these teens. And we hear from a number of them that have gone through our camp and proceeded on with their life about they email us, they'll write us, they'll you know, call us, whatever, that camp's what changed their life, that gave them the strength and to move forward in their life and take their future back. And it is life-changing for them. And most people say, well, it's only a 3-day camp or a 4-day camp. What difference can that make? And I'll tell you, it'll make all the difference in the world to these teens.
Brady Bowman here with Mike Irvin and Lisa Irvin, who you just heard of the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camp. And really, who? This quick question before we go to break. When it comes to the foster situation in Kansas for both of you that's been involved in helping foster kids over the years, is the situation across the state getting better? Is it improving, or does it still need improvement? Just kind of what are you seeing from that front?
Well, I would say it's not getting better. The numbers just keep rising, the number of kids that are in foster care. And unfortunately, while the numbers keep rising for foster care, the foster parents' homes are not rising. And so there's an epidemic of kids, like Kansas, we have actually last year almost 7,000 kids in Kansas, and there's only 2,500 foster homes in Kansas. So it is an epidemic, and it's unfortunately right now with our society the way it is, it's not going away anytime soon.
All right, let's go ahead and take our first break. If both of you want to stick with us, I really want to get into Homes of Hope and talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland. 776-9668. Online.